Indiana public health officials are hoping a handful of housing initiatives spearheaded by the USDA will eventually help recovering addicts in rural Indiana. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fintum reports, it may take a while for some solutions to arrive.
The USDA, through its Rural Housing Services, makes thousands of Indiana homes available to low-income residents through guaranteed and direct loans. The agency also owns a number of foreclosed homes. The USDA is encouraging its rural development offices to direct a certain type of loan, called community facilities financing, to nonprofits hoping to develop transitional housing. This type of loan is already available to Indiana nonprofits, but some others the USDA is pushing aren't. Since Indiana's Rural Development Office doesn't manage USDA-owned foreclosed properties, the state isn't eligible for another new program that would allow nonprofits to offer those homes to recovering drug users. At least not yet. Philip Lemkuhler, the state's director of USDA Rural Development, says he'll be watching the new programs closely.
After we get that up and going and kind of work out some of the problems that we may have with that, then open it up, hopefully, to states like Indiana.
Lemkuhler believes the success of other states will determine if the transitional housing programs are eventually implemented in Indiana. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fintum.